This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The South Dakota State Senate supports a resolution to open an inquiry on the soldiers who were awarded the Medal of Honor for their participation in the genocide of around 300 Native Americans. Richard Tubbles reports.
The Wounded Knee Massacre occurred in 1890 after a group of mostly Lakota elders, women, and children led by Chief Bigfoot were seeking refuge on the Pine Ridge Reservation when they were deterred by the U.S. Army's 7th Cavalry near Wounded Knee Creek. They were stripped of their weapons, and after a shot rang out, they were eventually gunned down. 20 U.S. soldiers were awarded the Medal of Honor. Native Americans have opposed this recognition, including Remy Bald Eagle, a U.S. Army combat veteran who served in the Middle East.
For me personally, as a soldier, as a combat veteran, it gives a little bit more legitimacy to my service. It is difficult for any Native American to love this country because of what we've been through. But we love this land, so we stand up for it, and we go to war for it.
Bald Eagle is the spokesperson and enrolled member of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe. He says this resolution is the first of many to honor those Native Americans who were massacred that fateful day and to restore the honor of the nation's highest honor of valor.
The United States, you know, the United States prides itself on freedom and being united and liberty and honesty and integrity. And awarding medals of honor for the massacre of women and children and babies is none of that. And I think it's a statement to not just the people of the United States, but the rest of the world that we can step back and say we have wronged and we're going to make steps to right that wrong because we have integrity.
This resolution, according to Bald Eagle, may take decades of persistence for it to ultimately happen, but it's a good first step in creating a path to healing and understanding each other's differences. In Rapid City, I'm Richard Tubbles.
A petition drive to keep a Native American-themed mascot for Roseburg High School in Oregon is underway. KLCC's Brian Bull reports.
In recent years, most Oregon public schools ended their Indian mascots unless a local tribe agreed to co-sponsor it, which is what the Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Indians in Roseburg High indicated in 2017. With a 3-year revisitation term up, some Roseburg alumni and families are working to keep the Indians. In an email to KLCC, organizer Sony Provencal says she'll submit a petition ahead of the local school board's meeting on Wednesday, saying the community identifies as Indians and supporters admire the Cow Creek Band. But there have also been recent calls to end the Indians, with critics arguing neither the deal nor the mascot represents all Native people. RHS alum Amanda Mendoza, who identifies as Muscogee Creek, Choctaw, and Cherokee, says non-Indians claiming the mascot honors Native people doesn't sit well with her and others. A feedback form for Roseburg Public Schools has seen hundreds of responses. For National Native News, I'm Brian Bull.
The Indian Health Service has surpassed its goal of administering 400,000 COVID-19 vaccines by the end of the month. IHS Chief Medical Officer Rear Admiral Michael Tote credits reaching the goal with partnerships with IHS, tribal, and urban clinics across the country. The IHS is currently distributing Pfizer and Moderna. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the American Indian College Fund, providing scholarships to Native students of every age for over 30 years. Applications for the upcoming school year accepted through May 31st at collegefund.org.
Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.